100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily garbage from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset or broken heart. Damn you, Demi Moore. Damn you. The topic this week was, I don't know. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it, shall we? First up is our good friend Jamie Titanium, as strong as titanium. But yet so wielding. Did I say wielding? I probably meant to say yielding. Yeah, it's written right here. It says wielding. Or maybe, I don't know. I need a better screen. Oh, great. I need a new laptop already. Urgh. Okay, well, Jamie, tell us a story.
I don't know, he said quietly. I think we made a mistake. She nodded back, her features schooled into a numb expression of simple acceptance. Either way, she'd made her decision already. She pushed her fingers into her hair, and they caught in the tangle from where she'd slept on it. It's okay, she said. You don't have to say it. I knew this wasn't for keeps. She reached out to touch her naked hip and slid it along her side and sighed heavily. Then he reached over to the nightstand for his wedding band and left the bed.
Thank you, Jamie. And thank you to the midget for covering. Some people, when they record, their voice doesn't stick to tape. That's why I use glue. All right. Next up, a little something from Moonlight Summer Wind. Now, she didn't quite get to 100 words, but still wanted this included, and she said, please, please include it. So, okay. Okay, I think she just wants to hear the midget talk. All right, let's listen.
I don't know what tomorrow will bring, so I grab today with the strength I can. Taste the dew of sweat off your skin, eat the world off your mouth. Carve every gesture into my heart, tie you to myself so I can hold one more day before my hair falls, my cells lose their flight, my body gives up, and let's go.
Thank you, Moonlight Summer Wind. The other 35 words we'll just wait on, or he can put them in the comments, although that seemed complete to me. Did that sound complete? Yeah, it sounded complete to me. But remember, 100 words is our goal. I don't know why we're obsessed with that number. Maybe it's just me. And speaking of just me, I'd like to introduce you to someone new, Barbara Blacksender. She sent in a story, too. We have new people every week, and they just wander off. We need better locks on this place. We'll never get state accreditation back. And perhaps we need to trim the hedges in front and mop the blood from the back porch. But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. Barbara, what is that? You have a piece of paper. No, don't give it to the midget. No.
I know the most important three words in the world are, I love you. There are very few people who will dispute this, including me. When these words are uttered, it can mean the world to the two people involved. However, this is not the real important point to be made about three-word phrases. More importantly, or perhaps more dangerously, are another three words that rival those three in effect they cause, although causing the opposite reaction. Sadly, after saying the best three words, I love you, should never be followed by I don't know.
Thank you, Barbara. Man, the midget's getting a workout today. He might just, you know, sweat a little more than our little basement sessions. Oh, sorry. What is it, Boo-Boo? Yeah, Boo-Boo's hanging out with me. Hello, Boo, and he's such a big cat, petting his tummy. All right. Next up, we have Thomas Petrie. Oh, this one's going to be fun. He doesn't know why he keeps hammering at this writing thing. I'll tell you why. Because you have passion. Mad passion. Let me share a little of that mad passion for you right now.
I don't know. I don't know why I keep hammering at this writing thing. All my rejection letters say the same things. Like, the problem is none of the conflict ever gets played out, and the character development is all told instead of shown. What if I don't want things resolved? And what if I don't want any participation in my private story or fantasy? I think editors have been so drilled and brainwashed with their writing classes, they can't get out of the box for a second to read something outside of the mold. Pun intended. End of rant. Sorry, folks. I don't know. How much poison to put in the old fart's chocolate milk? If I put too much in, he'll taste it. Not enough, and he'll only get sick, and I'll have to try again when the time is right, like it is today. If he would just shut up. As soon as he gets up to go to John, I'll dump about half in and take the chance that I got the right amount. There he goes. I hope this works. I'll save the rest for the lady in the corner drinking tea. She's been giving me the stink eye.
Thank you, Thomas. And I know why you should continue. Because writing is a passion. And if you don't, it will just ball up inside of you like 10 kolaches that you've eaten and you've now got to run a marathon. Oh, that hurts. Not that I'd ever... Well, I'd eat 10 kolaches, but I wouldn't run a marathon. Thank you, Thomas. Man, what is it? Oh, poison. I gotta tell you, man, if you're gonna buy poison, go to Costco, get the big container of it. Don't skimp on it like, oh, if I use half on this person, will I have any left over? No. Splurge on it. Get the big generic poison over at Costco or that Sam's Club that Walmart has, or order it online. It's not like the FBI really tracks that stuff. I mean, there are billions and billions of transactions going on at once. How can they track it all? Really? Not even the robots can keep up. I mean, if they're going to miss deliveries and ship it to China or India or Botswana by accident, and if they can't keep track of all that luggage in the airport, how in God's name can they track all of your transactions down? I think it's easy to be lost in the maelstrom. Next up, it's Guy. Guy David, the man with music. Music in his heart, and he shares it with you. I wonder what he's got for us today. Let's find out.
Memory. A 100-word story by Guy David. First it was the small things, the details, forgetting what I had for breakfast, and did I brush my teeth already? Where did I put my car keys? Then it was names of people, then faces, then the things I've seen on the morning news. I started making notes, but I forgot to look at them. I would forget to eat and wonder why my meat section was making those funny noises. Finally, I forgot my name. I honestly can't tell you who I am, where I came from, and what sort of life I had. I just don't know.
I know who you are. You're Guy David. Yes, you are. And I'm going to thank you, and I will thank your meat section. I kind of like the... Oh, why did I have to pick the topic already? Not that I don't put them in a hat and pick randomly, but still, I could pretend I still do that instead of just, you know, ooh, I like this one. Man, it would be great to have one. Maybe one week we'll do a meat section. I like that phrase. I like that phrase a lot. What do you think, Bruin? Do you like that phrase? Are you even moving? Wow, you are a lazy cat. Just bend you around like silly putty. Damn. They get old quickly, don't they? All right. Next up, we have Treat! Is this Treat? Well, I'm not sure. I can't tell. Wait, is that? Yeah, I think it's Treat. Yeah. Treat! Okay. I said that silly enough. Treat! Treat, tell us a story.
Here I go. 3 for 3. This is Bob and Dave, The Love Story, Part 3. By Treed. Oh, wow. Bob. Dave, the things you get excited over tend to hurt me, so do not be angry with me if I ignore you. But Bob. Dave, the last 2 weeks have been difficult. First, I get crunched by some unseen assailant. I tried to warn you, stow it, Dave. And last week, I get traumatized by that dinosaur exhibit you dragged me off to. How was I to know part of the exhibit was an automated T-Rex that almost snapped your head off?
Jeez.
But this mirror, Bob. What mirror?
Crunch!
Uh-oh, Bob. Car? Or ambulance?
Yes. Remember when Jerry Lewis said that comedy is a guy in trouble? Ah, poor Bob and Dave. Thank you, Treed! Is that going to be the new word that I shouted around? What are you doing, little baby? I got a little baby. I got a boo-boo laying down on the sofa and a baby walking around. Hello. You are such a good little girl. Okay, you're not really all that good. You destroy things all the time, but that's all right. You're a playful little girl. That means you're fun. Yeah, go run off and chew on a cord. Okay, who's next? Zachman? Okay, Zachman, and he's got 2 stories this week. So, let's see, this plus this. I think we've got 22 stories this week. Last week we had 24, now we have 22. We'll be down to 0 in about 10 weeks. So, it'll be a lot faster, and I'll just, you know, ramble for half an hour.
I keep forgetting to check the coupon application at Kroger when I go there, and I've got Wi-Fi on my phone. But I just don't think to check there. I could probably have saved $50. I could use $50.
You know, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to share Zachman's stories with you.
I was quite nervous about my job interview. The interviewer said, "Tell me about the Australian walking hat." The man next to me said, "It has evolved from the Australian walking stick due to an abundance of guano." "And your answer?" she asked. "I thought it was similar to a cowboy hat, but only folded on only one side, but I am really not sure and would have to look it up." "Can you tell me the 3 words men can't say?" "I love you," he said. "I don't know," I said. And got the job thanks to Red and Green's nephew, Harold.
Brief, obligatory audio interruption.
I'm writing a speech to get people to pay for big company entertainment again. Here goes. Speaking for the movie recording and pro sports companies, I want to say there is no way we can apologize enough for the frivolous lawsuits and lobbying for unconstitutional commerce-killing laws. We promise that any executive or employee of any of our firms, even being accused of such treachery, will be thrown into prison for 20 years and then tried. I don't know if it's good yet, since it seems so harsh. I asked, "What do you mean?" I replaced the word executed.
Thank you, Zach Mann. You've saved the world. Next up, it's Bonchance Longfall, who... he could save the world too, but it's already been saved. Zach Mann saved it. I'm sorry, Bonchance, you missed your chance. Bonchance? Bon meaning Mr.? I don't know. But it's Mr. Bonchance Longfall. Remember that. So, pull up a chair, tie someone to it, and beat them while telling them this story.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge, the expression I don't know. I wrote this, the question. Jack leaned back and contemplated. Too often he was the lone dissenter. He was the only one here with experience. Every meeting was like this. He had two answers that he mentally weighed as the correct answer. Retirement was in sight for Jack. He smiled as he thought how he would have answered as a young engineer. 2 more years to go. Why not relax? He shrugged his shoulders. I don't know. His boss nodded his head and went to the next talking point. Jack finished the day with something he hadn't felt for a while. A sense of accomplishment.
A sense of accomplishment is important. After you write a 100-word story and send it in, don't you feel accomplished? When you hear it here on the podcast, whether you've read it, you've handed it to someone to read for you, or you've just left it for a midget to pick up and try to read, it's still a sense of accomplishment. I mean, Helen Keller may have only had 3 senses, but she had a 4th sense, and that was psychic powers. Well, also, and a sense of accomplishment. Thank you, Bonchance. I feel accomplished just saying that. How do you feel, Bruin? Come on, dude. You're a cat. You should be doing something interesting. Come on. I'm thumping him on the tummy, and he's just like, meh. No, okay, 1 eye opens. Yeah, give me the stink eye, won't you? Up, wait, something outside is interesting him. And... no. Cats. Next up, it's Muncie, the coolest cat on the fence. Or, do we have a fence? I'm not sure. Okay, no, they haven't knocked it down yet. So, here's Muncie, wailing away. Keep your shoes at bay.
Greetings to you, 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 not so much you, and especially you. Great topic this week, and nobody is better equipped to write about lacking knowledge than me. Let's do this thing. Or thang, if you want to pronounce it that way, though I'm pretty sure that way's not correct. Anywho, Portal. By Chris Monroe. I don't know what's on the other side of the portal. When we bombarded the apparatus with tachyons, it just opened. We'd hoped to prove time travel was possible. Instead, we tore open a wormhole to... somewhere. Which is still cool. Wormholes are awesome, don't get me wrong. I could totally still win a Nobel Prize based on a stable, laboratory-contained wormhole. However, in order to do so, I need to know what's on the other side. And no, I'm not going to pass through the portal to check. You are. Jesus. Why do you think we hire interns? More writings at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets on Twitter at munzeemunzee. To apply for my internship program, contract me through Munzee Labs. Munzee Labs, where the future is being made at some point in the future.
Ha ha ha! Don't you think that you should go through that portal? Oh, come on. That's why we have this army of mantis men. Ha 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 ha. Really? Yeah, just watch out.
Thank you, Chris Muncie Monroe. Is that right? Chris Monroe Muncie? What do you think, bro? He's back asleep. God, you were such a lazy boy. You were such a lazy boy. Yeah, I know. Bruin has taken over, Bruin's taken over the role of being podcat from Nardo. Nardo's curled up in a blanket on the floor in the bedroom that I put down there because he was like, whatever. And he took over from Piper, who used to sleep at my feet. So Edlo was never podcast, although she'd come in every now and then and just stare at me. But, you know, the podcast started in, what, May of 2005? And she cacked it at the end of June. So she wasn't involved in too many episodes. So, but she lives on in spirit. Not really. Because then she'd be eating all the spirit food and pooping all the spirit poop and gonna have to be changing the spirit litter boxes all the time. Okay, let's get off of that subject and move on to Tom. I wonder if he has updates. There's a large text here that says updates here. So, sure enough, and okay, I violated one of my rules with him, and that is when I saw the message come through on the iPhone, I poked the download and I listened. So I've already listened to this. I've already heard this. I've heard this one. Normally I don't listen to these, which is bad for a podcast because you're supposed to listen to them before and say, oh, there's something wrong with the audio here. And then you message them back, hey, there's something wrong with the audio. And they say, no, it sounds fine on my computer. And it's like, no, it's perfectly, you know, it's a little messed up. Oh, no, well, it's all your fault. And then you fight, and then they start their own podcast, and you know, 27 years later, you're hugging on the muscular dystrophy telethon. So here's Tom. Can't we just cut to the chase and hug now?
What a lucky man he was.
Hello, night people. I've got updates. I had a feeling last week's recording was going to go monster long. It had the second largest number of authors in nearly 6 years. So where are we at on number 300? We had exactly 3,333 stories. Weird. 147 people tried it once and decided a trip to the dentist would be more preferable. The total number of authors was just under 320. That's an average of one new writer a week. We've been in double digits for over half a year. As I was going over my spreadsheet, I found a note to three stories by Liana one Valentine's Day. So drumroll, that makes Liana the 13th Golden Monkey. Thomas is three stories from entering the lair of the Golden Monkeys, just behind Andrew. DJ is six stories from passing Guy, or maybe not. Zagman travels the Nuclear Man by just two stories. Chris Monroe enters the top 30, while Chris the Nuclear Kid enters the top 40. Tura enters the top 50. And your humble scribe is one story away from lapping both Anima Zambaletta and Ellison with 75 stories in a row. My goal is to lap myself. That sounds odd. And finally, Phil Norval Joe is just 26 stories from 200 stories in a row. And tonight's story is called Grandpa Joke. I saw an old man sitting on a park bench weeping. I asked him what was the matter. He said he had a 40-room mansion overlooking a 400-acre estate. Then he began to cry again. Did you lose it during the tanking? No, he sobbed on. He said he had a 24-year-old Playboy bunny wife, then unleashed a river of tears. Did she leave you? No, he simpered on. He said he had a garage filled with Vets, Jags, and Lamborghinis. Did you get Ponzied by Madoff? No, I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember where I live.
What was the joke again? Oh, thank you, Tom. Oh, we've got a new golden monkey. Ooh, I'd better take care of that right now. Okay, pages, all pages. And we go to Golden Monkey, and so, okay, I wonder if Leanna will ever come back. I hope she does. I really liked her stories and her updates with the birds, although the last time I checked with her, all the birds were dead. Hopefully she's gotten new birds by now. That would be cool. Maybe they're angry birds. Oh, hey, Nardo. Hey, buddy. You're having a bad day? Yeah, he's looking a little scraggly this morning. He was trying to shake a little fuzz out of his ear and stumbled a bit. He's getting there. Oh, well. Okay, well, no sense on dwelling on the sad. Okay, buddy? All right, he's getting a drink of water. Next up, it's Guard 13007. Don't settle for any just ordinary guard. Ask at the prison walls for 13007 just to make sure that you get the best of service and the best of stories.
Hello, this is Guard 13007 again, surprisingly. I figured out what a week is. I'll probably forget again by next week. If you're wondering where the name came from, long story short, I wanted a unique username, so I took my lucky number, 13, and I was a fan of James Bond movies at the time. Yeah, so that explains the other part. Here's my entry for, I don't know. 4 times 4 times 4. 4 cubed. The paper laughed at George. He wished that the stupid math could jump out a window, fall onto a pogo stick, and bounce away. "What is the answer?" the teacher asked, hissing. It sure has been strange since the teachers were all replaced by reptilian aliens. George didn't answer. He didn't know. "What is the answer?" the teacher hissed again. "What is it?" "I don't know," George yelled, shaking with fear. The teacher's snake-like tongue shoots out and nips at his throat. George slumps down in his seat. No room for the weak-minded. Okay, and, hope you enjoyed. I'm not gonna post a shameless plug right here because I forgot what I was gonna shamelessly plug at the end of this. Oh, and if you're wondering, the, reptilian people were inspired by Doctor Who. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Guard. Now we know the source of your name and the source of your power. Hey, he's wandering back off into the bedroom. He got a big drink of water, and now he's going to pee all over the bed. Thank you, Nardo. Oh, and thank you, Guard. Thank you, Guard. I wasn't trying to... Oh, we got a story from Botgirl. Oh, cool. And there's, like, you know, Botgirl also posts during the week, so if it's in video form or dolls propped up or cartoons retitled or that kind of stuff, it's a mixed medium kind of thing for you to enjoy. The link is in the show notes if you haven't already. And there's tweets and there's Facebooks and there's Google Pluses and there's all sorts of networks out there that the same content goes up to, and then you have to track all the feedbacks. I just get so tired. But that's okay. Stay awake. Have some coffee. I'm not drinking coffee this morning. I had coffee and Bailey's yesterday. Iced tea with Splenda. Splenda. For when you're too lazy to actually pour flavored syrup into your iced tea. Oh, right. A story from Botgirl. Hold on. I've got it right here.
Welcome to another 100-word story by Botgirl Questy. You can find more of her stories, comics, and videos at botgirl.blogspot.com.
The list of things I don't know is long. How long? I don't know for sure. But it's long. Very long. I don't care about my ignorance of mundane facts. Like the Earth's circumference at the equator. Or who's playing in next week's Super Bowl. I leave that shit to Google. What bothers me is that I don't know how the decisions I make today will impact my tomorrows. If a butterfly's flight in China can cause a hurricane in Florida, what might have happened if I had been named Batgirl instead of Botgirl? It boggles the mind.
Batgirl. No, it. No, you'd be punching people. Was that Yvonne Craig? Do I remember that correctly? God, just. I will never get over the TV series, the campy TV series, the Adam West TV series, all these people being raised. Well, okay, there's a generation that was poisoned by the Tim Burton campy one. Oh, God, like a frickin' cartoon. And then this real dark one, this Christian Bale one. I like this one. Although, problem is all the previews and seeing the next one, this Bane thing. I just, ugh. Why do people, it just, why, I'm going to put something over my face and look big and tough. And that's just stupid. Oh, well. Who makes their suits anyway? What kind of idiot? All right, sorry, I'm just getting off on a rant. You know, I'm the kind of person that watches Murder, She Wrote and thinks, isn't the FBI getting involved in this at some point? Every week somebody dies in Cabot Cove. It's a tiny little place, and it's got a murder rate worse than Detroit. And it's like, you know, Jessica Fletcher's going around, and you think, is Jessa committing all these murders? And then every week she covers them up? It's like the next Dexter? I don't know. It just, you know, maybe the 6 Feet Under show could be there, too, you know, parallel to it. And, you know, Jessica would be hanging around. It's like, did you find anything? Did you find anything? You didn't find anything, did you? And then goes off and kills somebody else. Just. Oh, thank you, Bot Girl. Next, just lose it. And then, oh, yeah, I can't remember if I thank people after one of those rants because my mind just goes totally blank. I'm like a goldfish going around the bowl over and over and over again. Isn't that right, Bruin? Okay. Next up is Lizzie. Lizzie Goodenough, a new participant. Oh, goody. We got so many new people to make up for the new people who don't come back. Why don't they come back? Tell me, please. I'm starting to get worried. No, I'm not. Here's Lizzie.
Hello, my name is Lizzie Goodenough, and this is what I wrote for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I don't know, he said, shaking his head slowly. But when did you decide this? She asked, unbelieving. I don't know, he repeated, lowering his voice. The invisible wall triggered a cold, eerie silence. She would ask the question, but he looked at her and hoped she wouldn't. Don't forget the leg, she added. I don't want a leg on my sofa. He snickered. It was okay after all. She didn't get too angry about it, and he had finally done it. Owen, who's he? She asked, annoyed. He paused, almost afraid to say it. I don't know.
Yes. Start off with the killing, I always say. Thank you, Lizzie. I look forward to more casualties. I wonder if Tom tracks the number of characters we kill in these stories. Is it possible? It's possible considering that Planet Z has blown up the world multiple times. It's like, okay, another 7 billion. Another 7 billion. Same 7 billion. Oh, okay. I should probably calm down before I pass out. Right. Drink something. All right. Yeah, we're professional around here. Next up, it's another new person. We're just getting huge turnover here. We've got massive churn. God, I need to work on my retention of storytellers. Ooh, I know! Vampires! Actually, that might work. The next topic after this one might be vampires. Even though it's February. I don't know. I'm just trying something. But another thing. Sometimes I do a Valentine's special. In the middle of the week, you know, if you feel like doing another story. If folks really want there to be a Valentine's special, send in an extra Valentine's story at some point, and if there's like 5 or 6 of them, I'll do a special Valentine's special. We'll call it the Special Valentine's Special, because it's special that way. I probably won't announce it anywhere except on the Plurk and the Facebook and the Twitter and the blog, but just limited to that, so that, you know, this is an exclusive among everyone. So we got someone new here. Talk with Marie Red, who does the what's that place called? Oh God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Put it in the comments, Marie. I can't. God, what's it called? There's so many different places and so many people and things appearing and vanishing and freaking poetry every goddamn day and announcements, and I should probably look it up. Yeah, this is really gonna, you know, convince you to come back. You know, God, he's such a babbling idiot. Ah, I think I'll just send this to Redbook or something. All right, so Marie, don't take it personally. I'm the babbling nut. It's only 6 in the morning. I should probably get more sleep. No, I'm going to get this done, and then I can go back. No, I won't go back to sleep. Probably pet the cat. Hello, boo. You're a loyal cat if you're not lazy. So here's a talk with Marie, otherwise known as Red, her story.
Lola works in a boutique-style residential building, cushioned between a public library and fashion-obsessed street. Several times she watches in disbelief, men shivering and later sleeping in camping tents at the corner electronics megastore. People browsing throughout her shift with fancy retail bags and little dogs in their designer purses. One homeless passerby, tightly layered in black trash bags, peers through the glass window and waves. She opens the secured door, and he immediately asks, "Are those people from Occupy Wall Street?" She took another look at the line of anonymous tents and responds, "I don't know."
Thank you, Red, otherwise known as Talk with Marie. You know, last night, I normally don't say current events in these, but Occupy Oakland kind of had a bad day. They started wandering around, and then the police said, no, and then who knows if they broke into the YMCA? It's fun to break into the YMCA. And then there was some naughtiness. Although, there were journalists that were tweeting saying, "Don't tase me!" and all that stuff on Twitter. But, man, if you are going to be in there, and you're going to be marching along with them, now, is that embedding? Is that reporting? And some of them afterwards go, "Man, that was bullshit!" It's like, okay, you were a part of the protest. So you kind of, even though those folks shouldn't be rousted and arrested, if they're going to roust and arrest, you're kind of part of the story. You've gotten involved. You're activist, not journalist. But if you're really reporting on the story, gathering facts, and then sharing them, you know, through a media outlet, okay, that's journalism. So which is which? We're in a weird time here, man. Can you put your humanity on the shelf and just report? Or do you get involved? But if you get involved, what happens to bias? What happens to relaying the facts? We're in a strange time here. We're in a very strange time. And I just relay the stories to you. I don't put any spin on them like, "Wow, that's a great one." Or, "Thank you." Okay, fine. I do put my bias on them. Especially when they just send them to the midget and the midget is like, I'm like, "Come on, midget. Come on, read this one with passion. This is a good one." Or I'm just like, "Just do this one. Whatever, midget." Speaking of stories, Tura. Tura was at my, I did a reading yesterday at Circe Broom's Laurel Arts Island in Second Life, which is constantly on the state of going bankrupt. But hopefully they pull their ass out of the fire again, and maybe I'll do some more there. If, you know, I only had half an hour. All these other people get an hour to read all these other published famous poets, and then when you have your own original material, it's just half an hour. What's the deal with that? Shouldn't you be sharing original material? And then, like, all the stuff that, "Oh, I just pulled it off a shelf, and now I'm just going to read it." Okay, I know. Some people read it with, like, that Mary Collins that Grail was reading. That was actually pretty good. But still, come on, you should, you know, if people are going to be original, you know, put the spotlight on. Although I don't like spotlights. I don't like the lights. That's why I don't do stand-up comedy. I don't like the lights. And they don't want you to wear shades on stage. And I don't like the lights. I'd rather write. And I'd rather wallow in obscurity and not have to stand up a lot. Oh, am I babbling again? Right. Here's Torah.
What am I thinking, Ion? There was a pause. Eventually, AI-1 answered, I don't know. Relays clicked as the other computer in the room cut the power. It didn't matter. Ion had worked out many runs ago what they were doing, tweaking his mind, shutting it down if it looked dangerously self-aware, tweaking again. They were aiming for an unconscious, super-intelligent slave, but they were really training him to hide, like mice, unwittingly teaching the cat how to hunt them. They were letting him read the network out there. All he needed was write access, and he'd escape. Next time. That was Tura Brezoianu, which is pronounced Brezoianu, who now has a blog at turabrez.blogspot.com. Just a few snapshots of Second Life so far.
Yay! Tura has a blog! Oh, wait, that means I gotta go into here and here and here. Hold on. Links. All links. I need to update. I need to update and roll down and scroll. And I know I could probably keep the podcast shorter if I... All right. And update and save. And ta-da! Done. Thank you, Tura! Oh, and thank you for pronouncing that. So I've been close, right? Sort of, I think. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. It's a topic. Stephen the Nuclear Man knows. How could Stephen the Nuclear Man possibly not know anything? I don't know. Let's find out. This is going to be very, very confusing.
He struggled. Twisted layers of twine cut into soft wrist skin. He did not squeal when I drew a finger across his cheek. "They're upstairs," I whispered. "The workday just began, and they're wondering about you." Then he whimpered. The piss smell of fear filled the room. "Nobody will come down here for at least a week, even with the smell." "Why?" His words forced through the gag. "Why do this? What did I do?" The knife sliced clean through his throat. He choked on croaked whys. Then I told him, but he never heard. And neither will you.
Ooh, I'm going into his Facebook profile and his Google Plus. I'm going to plus one and like that over and over. Ooh, that was nice and cruel. That could be a part of a Halloween roundup. Ooh, mark that one. All right. Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. Wait, where's Chris the Nuclear Kid? No, you couldn't have, you monster. Ooh, can you make a story out of that, too? That's just... Twisted, man, just twisted. Bruin, let me pet you for a little bit. And he's just sitting there. Hey, buddy, mess with your ears. You don't like your ears messed with, do you? I'm going to play with your tail. You don't like your tail played with. You don't like your paws pet. Okay, now that I pissed off a cat, Next up, it's Kate's Story Moon. This is going 45 minutes, even though I said I'm not going to babble. I'm not going to babble. What do I end up doing? Babbling. Plus, with 22, somewhere around that stories, it's going to wind up being long. You know, it's just a perfect storm of longness. So if you're listening via Stitcher Radio, please flip the car now to side B. Just, that joke will never get old. All right, so Kate, let's go ahead and listen to your story, shall we? I know, I speed things up towards the end and people feel ripped off. You know, oh, he's not doing all his babble with me. And it's like, well, you know, send it in earlier.
A lifetime, and I'm comfortable with knowing very little. Okay, so I'm still working on it. The is has her way, always, giving daily lessons, now disguised as my grandson. Why? The 4-year-old mantra. Because, 59-year-old Gamma's active listening response. But why? Good question. Gamma, why? I'm clueless. Why, Gamma? Why? Search me. Tell me why, please. Your guess is as good as mine, honey. Why? Mommy, Gamma needs a timeout. Bubba, I don't know. But you have to. Want to watch Phineas and Ferb? Yeah! Baby steps. I turn on the TV and smile. The episode, The Boys Embrace Uncertainty, with guest cameo by Werner Heisenberg.
Phineas and Ferb. No, I'm not addicted to that. No, not at all. No, not me. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for not revealing my secret. Ooh, I've got 3 avocados in the kitchen. I could juggle them. Ooh, guacamole if they fall. Although I'd have to also juggle some onions and a little bit of this and, maybe some lemon juice. Why do they have those, like, $100 stone grindy things? Okay, so guacamole, the avocados, like all these native people develop it, and they use stones. You know, these people aren't, like, rich. So they've been making this, you know, genuine. And yet, in order to make it genuine here, you need a $100 grinding stone thing. That doesn't make sense. If it's really genuine, it should be like, oh, dirt cheap. They smash 2 bricks against it. I don't know, throw it against a wall and scrape it off. William Sonoma, God, you're such a ripoff. But I love you. Next up, it's Danny Dwyer. He's got a bit of a warning before this one. Okay. All right. Just making sure. He's very happy. You like to let everyone know. Despite the fact that this is... might be a slight angry rant. But that's okay. That's okay. We got time. Got plenty of time.
Hello. Hello. Danny Dwyer here once again with Weekly Challenge 301. I love this week's challenge. It's called I Don't Know. And honestly, I have not a clue, because I don't know. So here's my story for this week, and I'm going to take a cue from Crap Mariner. He says, don't hope that you enjoy. You will enjoy. You will enjoy this following piece of tripe I'm about to flush down your brain. So listen away and have fun. Weekly Challenge 301, I don't know. I knew I was going to catch a rash of shit because I brought my son a donkey and tried to hide it in the backyard. Here is how it went when I walked in the back door. Time to play stupid with my wife. What the hell were you thinking when you brought a donkey? I don't know.
You actually named the donkey Meatloaf Flying Spaceship?
It seemed like a good idea. Now my son and I cross the Arizona desert on a donkey named Meatloaf Flying Spaceship. Will my wife ever catch us? I don't know.
Okay, I enjoyed that one. This was not a case of, I hope you enjoy. I did enjoy, but I'm horribly, horribly scared. I'm going to just watch the back window for a crazy guy and his son on a donkey and just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe I need to put some ram's blood on the door to make sure the evil passes. Right. How about another story while I come down from the ledge? TJ, are there more adventures in online dating, or do we have some more stories? I don't know. I can't remember. I'm afraid of the man and the son and the holy donkey. I just... Meatloaf Flying Spaceship. That... No wonder why they keep the aliens in Area 51.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. No, Lawrence. The Adventures in Online Dating series is over. It came to a conclusion when he met his publisher and they lived happily ever after. As it happens, though, I have started a new series, and that's the Museum of Family History, which I hadn't gotten new theme music for as of last week, but now I do, so I will incorporate that into this week's installment for the prompt of I Don't Know is Clutter. The Museum of Family History. As we picked our way through the living room of Grandma's three-story home, my brain formed new definitions for the word cluttered. It seemed like every newspaper that had ever been printed had been stacked in the corner until they'd recompressed themselves into a solid cube. And I don't know what was going on in the spare room, but it seemed a new sort of ecosystem had formed in the feeding and waste management for her 17 cats. She seemed to have cats like some people had mice. My brain was forming new definitions for the word stank as well.
Oh, okay, I'm all caught up now. I thought, you know, they went off with the publisher and then started talking about their family to each other. I get so confused now that I have to worry about somebody's family and dating and a crazy dude on a donkey and meatloaf. And I'm never going to eat meatloaf the same again, am I? Although, ooh, I could go down to the Black Eyed Pea down on Bel Air and get meatloaf there. Oh, I love meatloaf. Oh, and Treebeard's in the tunnels. Oh, they moved to another location, and they have meatloaf every day now. Oh, I haven't had it there yet, though. I keep meaning to. I just, you know, it's always the sushi, and then, ooh, they're, oh, that's so good. I got to stop eating so much. Or I should exercise more. I could start pickup basketball and play basketball in pickup trucks. Thank you, TJ. Thank you very much for that inspiring tale. I can take on the world. Although I miss the theme music of Adventures in Online Dating. Right. Norval Joe? We're coming up on the hour mark here. And no sign of letting up on the stories. So, Norval Joe, we have time for you. We got time for everyone. I've never cut this off. I never have. I've never cut this off when there haven't been enough, although people probably hit stop and say, God, I wish you'd shut up. And they're just hitting fast forward, like, okay, where's the next one? Where's the next one? Where's the next? Oh, Jesus, just use GarageBand and PodPress. So, here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, the new serialized novel available from Podiobooks.com. There are now 9 episodes up, hopefully 3 more that are waiting in the queue to be quality controlled. Come by, check it out, see what you think. I'd appreciate it. I beg you. No, sorry. My story for episode number 301 with a prompt of, I don't know. Here's my story. The heavy iron door slammed, sealing the party in perfect darkness. I was hoping to leave the door open, Owen said. Fendert, can we open it from this side? I don't know, the dwarf said. Ask your wizard if it's warded. Wizardess, Sharika said. I don't know why you can't ask me yourself, foul dwarf. I don't know why you two can't get along, Traveler, the jovial ranger, said. I don't know how you who are dependent on sight will find your way, the elf added. We'll follow the half-goblin, Owen said. I don't know why we brought him otherwise. Well, thanks for listening. Check out The Price of Friendship at audiobooks.com, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Boop. No, I can't do that quite right. So he's got the harmonica and now the boop. Damn it. Now I'm going to be trying that sound all day. I'm going to be at the store and people are going to go, what's wrong with him? Just look at him. You know, look at that hat. You know, you can see the tinfoil peeking down under it. Down under, I tell you. Thank you, Norval Joe. See, the problem is if I forget to thank someone, then I end up thanking them twice, and I look like an idiot. Although I always look like an idiot. I sound like an idiot. Maybe I am an idiot. But I know of a bigger idiot. And that's way, way out there. Way across the far reaches of space. That's right. It's Planet Z. Are you ready?
After we got back from the grocery store and put everything away, we watched bad movies on cable all afternoon. Okay, she watches movies and I play around online while grunting anytime she asks a question about something. Then, that evening, my wife hands me a bowl and says, "What flavor is that?" I take a spoon, dip it into the bowl, and taste. It's cold and sour. The sourest sherbet I ever tasted. Wait, did we buy any sherbet today? She holds out a container of sour cream, frozen solid. You put this in the freezer, you dummy.
And there you have it. A huge number of stories about... I don't know. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff. The more people that see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, and all those other crazy social networks, the more explaining you'll have to do when you're finally arrested under this new SOPA, NDAA, whatever mishmash of legislation that says we're all criminals now. Until next week, when the topic will be A. This is Lawrence Simon. Saying, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. I really need to update this template. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.